So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Welcome back to Living Better in San Diego. I'm your host, Pepper. Brother Benno's started as a soup kitchen in Oceanside 40 years ago. Over time, to accommodate critical needs, Brother Benno's expanded beyond food to include services like a men's recovery program, a women's sober living center, and other essential and outreach services. On the line to tell us more is Paul McNamara, Executive Director of Brother Benno's. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Pepper.
Mac, start by telling us about the mission of the Brother Benno's Foundation.
Well, as you mentioned earlier, we started out as a soup kitchen, but quickly expanded into recovery service, and these were mostly people with addictions, principally alcoholism, but drugs as well. And then from there, it went on to some of the other functions, and we provide, for example, food rescue, where we capture or bring in from all of across North County about 2 million pounds of food a year, and then we redistribute that to other smaller organizations, as well as provide a market for free food for principally homeless and the working poor. We also do clothing, same thing, where we provide clothing for the homeless and working poor, and we also have a thrift shop that goes along with it. And the other thing we do is we provide things like mail service for the homeless and battery charging, showers, and we have another element which is called the outreach, and that is essentially folks that are just short some cash, who need some rental assistance or utility assistance or bus passes or maybe even sometimes advocacy to get their driver's license or some other kind of government ID.
Tell us how Brother Benno's started serving our community.
Well, the way it started was Brother Benno himself was a monk at the Prince of Peace Abbey, and he was their baker, and he just on his own initiative would go around and bake bread and give it out to the poor families and help them with food and things like that. Harold and Kay Cutler became aware of this, and they were influenced by Mother Teresa, and they decided to start a foundation to really do it in a lot more robustly than I used to think Brother Benno was doing it, and they named it after him. And so it initially started at their house off of Minnesota Avenue here in Oceanside, and that went on for about 10 years. And then Harold actually owned a business in the on Production Avenue at one of the industrial parts, and that warehouse was converted into what is now known as the Brother Benno Center. So on a daily basis, we have people coming for a hot breakfast. If you're homeless, we also give them a bag lunch. But for other things like essentials, soap, toothpaste, razors, things of that nature.
Tell us more about the six areas of service that Brother Benno's provides.
Well, as I said, the essential services also includes things like blankets, diapers, because we have mothers who might be living out of a car, that sort of thing, ponchos. And, of course, the showers are kind of a big deal here, and we do that 5 days a week. The food services, as you might imagine, if you're on a fixed income and perhaps living maybe in, say, a mobile home, and you get two flat tires, you might not have enough money to have food for that last week of the month. So we provide this indoor market for those folks so that they can come in, and it's everything from fresh vegetables to meats and breads and everything you can imagine at a regular supermarket. And then again, we also provide at the outreach services not just financial assistance, but we partner with other organizations, and we have people that will come in and do counseling from the county, advocacy for them. These are social services from the county who come during the week. But also, we have healthcare services, both medical and dental, and this is principally for the homeless, but working poor can use them as well. We have the men's recovery program, and that is, and I don't know if you're aware, but the success rate is about 2.5% nationally of someone who gets themselves clean and sober and then stays clean and sober. Over the years, we have a success rate that's somewhere around 40%. I personally think that's because when we have a person come, we have them volunteer at the center to help the poor. And I think it's, and I'm not a psychologist, so I don't know for certain, but I do think that what it does is it gets the person outside of themselves and looks at some other folks and saying, well, you know, I'm helping them. And then that helps them in their own recovery. So it's almost a complementary effort going on. As they're helping the people in the community, they're also helping themselves. And the program is essentially 2 years, but the first 6 months, the first month, 3 months phase, very much very controlled, almost boot campish in the sense of limited activity. And they come here and they work 6 days a week, but then they also then go home and work on the 12 steps in their own recovery. And then in the second 3 months, the individuals in the recovery program have a little bit more freedom on the weekends to visit family, that sort of thing. And then for the next 18 months, we offer them at a very, very reduced rate sober living. And what that does is it gives them a chance to, one, go back to school if that's what they need to get a little bit more skills, you know, get a better job, as well as they get a chance to stay in an atmosphere of people who are working on their sobriety, because they essentially rent a room. And that's up to about 18 months. We also have the sober living for women as well for the same amount of time. And again, there's a little bit of flexibility on the 18 months, depending upon an individual case. The clothing is also really one of the more interesting, because it involves more than clothing. It involves furniture as well. And you might have someone who is finally able to get into housing, and they have first and last month's rent and that sort of thing, but then they don't have any furniture. So we offer them vouchers for the basics that you would need in, say, an apartment, a dining room table, some kitchen utensils, things like that. It's really, it's a real credit to Oceanside and the people who donate, who see people in need. And I would also say that about our volunteers. We have about 160 volunteers who come various times throughout the month. And then we have probably in the neighborhood of about, because these are the serving line in the morning for the breakfast, that's about 5 people per day, 6 days a week, 30, you know, so times 4 weeks, about 120, 100, and actually I think it's really around closer to 140 people that will come in and volunteer. And the best thing about the volunteers, if you work here or you do become a volunteer, is that, you know, when I first started, I thought, well, maybe there are going to be these idealists. And they're really, I mean, certainly they all have very good hearts. But more importantly, they're people that you probably want as your neighbor, because they just see a problem and they roll their sleeves up and they're just doing something about it. And how often have we met the person who says, oh, we ought to do this, we ought to do that. And these are the people that just, as I said, roll their sleeves up and do something. You know, I think Oceanside as a community and the surrounding cities of where some of our volunteers come from, I think it gives them bragging rights. You know, it's a city that cares and a city that's going to do something about it. And they not only just volunteer here at the center, but they also volunteer at the thrift store. And the thrift store, we sort through tons of clothing and toys and different things. And what we do there is we then sort it. And sometimes, we redistribute that to, say, organizations. A good example might be the AMVET, something like that. And the other thing that we do is at the thrift store is we have an annual Christmas party. It's really worth seeing because the volunteers really put a big effort into it. And, I mean, we will have families that will come, and this might be the only present their children might get for the holiday.
I'm speaking with Paul McNamara, Executive Director of Brother Benno's. How can someone access your services?
Well, one, just go online. You can see a description of them, and that's at brotherbenno.org. But to come to the services, you just simply need to come to the center. And we typically log you in. We track everything. We try to be very good stewards of the food and monies that we receive. So we can tell you with a lot of certainty that people are not abusing the monies that we might be giving them from your donations to get bus tickets, because we track all that. We have a database, it's called Mission Tracker, that we use. And it's the same thing for the food. And the way we do that is when you come, it takes about 5 minutes. We have you fill out a quick form, and then we give you an ID card. And then when you come for our services, we just kind of scan it, and then we log what services you received.
Tell us about your upcoming golf tournament fundraiser.
Well, our revenue stream principally is donations, followed by grants that we apply for. But we do one big fundraiser, and that's our golf tournament. And the next one that's coming up is September 18th at Goat Hill Park. And it starts at 10 a.m. check-in. And it's a shotgun start at 11. We typically have people sign up in foursomes, but we also sponsor some active duty Marines to play, and we still have a couple opportunities for people to do that. And we also have some hole sponsorships that corporations. A new twist this year is BMW of Carlsbad is offering a brand new BMW if you can do a hole-in-one on one of the holes. So if you're trying to get a new BMW and you want to get it at a discount, all you have to do is shoot a hole-in-one on a par 3 hole. We also have, at the fundraiser, we have some celebrities that are coming that you'll be able to meet and see. One is Kelly Slater, who I think, for at least the surfing world, knows he's an 11-time world champion surfer and a massive supporter of charitable causes. Kelly is a super nice guy and really but cares about the community. We also have Outer Known is a sustainable apparel company who will also be sponsoring us. My understanding is Drew Brees, who has come in the past, will also be there, along with some other celebrities who we're pretty sure will come, but I won't announce them now so no one is disappointed. But it's pretty exciting. On the day before, we're going to have a VIP shopping experience at one of our principal sponsors, and that's Outer Known. They're in Carlsbad. And my understanding is the VIPs will be there as well. And for any clothing that you may buy there, we will also receive a sizable portion of the sales. So it's really, if you've not been to it, it's really a lot of fun and a good time. As you might imagine, we also have a silent auction on this fundraiser, and you can find that by just going to the brotherbenno.org and just look for news and events. You don't have to attend the fundraiser to bid on the silent auction item, and some of them are autographed memorabilia and sports memorabilia and some other things that I think people might be interested in.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
I've been speaking with Paul Mac McNamara, Executive Director of Brother Benno's. How can we learn more about your organization or get more information about the golf tournament or get involved?
Well, the first Saturday of the month, we have a volunteer orientation that takes about an hour, and it starts at 9 o'clock. And I would offer that for most people, that's the best way to get started, is to just come by and see the place. You'll also see our guests who come and use our services. You'll get a tour of the center. Any questions you may have are asked. And if you're interested in signing up, we'll give you a volunteer application. It's really probably, in my mind, the best way. But if Saturday is unavailable or you're working and you're, you know, and maybe Monday and Tuesday are your days off, you can still read. Our website is pretty thorough in terms of what we do and how you can connect with us. And I would ask you to just take a look at that and kind of skim through that a little bit. And you'll be able to see it. And we have videos on there of some of the things that we've done, Christmas party, and I think it will give you, without actually coming here, you'll still get a good feel of who we are and what we do, and most importantly, who we serve. And as you notice, one of the things that we've talked about was we use the term guests, because you'll see on the side of our trucks that we use to recover the food is we want to uplift the dignity of who we serve. And as you might imagine, the homeless folks are probably not treated with quite the dignity that you would hope they would be as your neighbor. And so one of the things that's very important to us as part of our ethos is to treat them with dignity and respect. And so what we try to do is give them that positive experience where, you know, we try to make our dining facility look like a restaurant and our clothing store like a boutique, and to make them feel for a couple hours at least a little bit normal. And we also are always available if those who are looking to try and change their lives, we're always there to be available to help them get into a program or into a recovery type of situation where they can get their life back on track. If you've been here for a while, one of the things that you find is that there are a number of really interesting redemption stories. We often hear about people who have fallen and you think, oh, well, they'll never, ever get back up on their feet. And we have an expression here is, we will love you till you love yourself. And we have stories of actually one of the guys, well over 10 years ago, he had been out homeless, suffering from alcoholism for 33 months. And when you hear his story and you hear him tell it, you think, oh, well, you know, he's just a lost soul and he will never be able to come back. But what happened was Brother Benno's stood by him and said, you know, when you're ready, we'll be here. We'll help you. And sure enough, after 33 months, he finally came in and said, I've got to change my life. And if you talk to him today, you'd think, hey, you'd be asking the questions, how do you think the Padres are going to do this year? Or who's your favorite player? And he really did come back from what most of us, I think, would have said, oh, he's a lost cause. And I think one of the reasons for that is because when Harold and Kay started this, it's a faith-based organization in that it's almost, I would say, it's a ministry vice an agency, and not to throw stones at those agencies that do a lot of good work for the community, but there's a very strong sense of faith here and that God will provide. And in fact, our mission is, if you're familiar with the New Testament, is Matthew 25. You might recall where it says, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was naked, you clothed me. If you remember those lines, that is our mission. And that's what everyone who works here believes it. It's a unique experience for me of when I consider my working life to work here with people who believe that God is real and that we're all God's children and that things can get better. And I often tease, I said, they don't want to be referred to as doe-eyed idealists or something along those lines, but they're just regular folks with a strong faith who believe that they're doing God's work and that things will get better if you have faith. And it's been a wonderful experience. So I would tell somebody who might be a potential volunteer, even if you can't really volunteer, you ought to come down here just once, just to kind of see it, to feel it. Because there's a real energy here you might not feel in the Social Security office or something like that. So, and not to throw stones at the Social Security office either, but it's a really interesting experience.
And anything else you think we should know?
Well, I think in today's world where drugs are becoming more prevalent, and you sometimes think, well, Is there any way we can change things? Is that even possible? And I would tell you that Brother Benno's will change your attitude from just being fatalistic about society and what's going on, and you see the pictures of the cities with tents all over the place, where you're saying, no, change is in fact possible. It can be done. And if you're doubting the direction of where our community and society is going, you should come to Brother Benno's, and I think your faith would be restored, because I think we represent some of the people that volunteer and work here represent some of the best values of our humanity.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us today, and thank you for making a difference in our community.
Thank you, Pepper, and if you get a chance, come on down. I'll give you a personal tour, okay?
I would love that.
All righty. Well, thank you very, very much.
The holidays are behind us, and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.